You're listening to SBS News.
COVID-19 testing has been ramped up around one of Australia's biggest shopping centres in Melbourne's southeast. An outbreak at a butcher's shop in the Chadstone complex has grown to 20, including staff, household contacts and customers. Chief Medical Officer Professor Brett Sutton says he's worried about the potential for a so-called super spreader event.
It's a salient lesson. Workplaces, essential workplaces will continue. People who work closely together can be part of a cluster, and all of their household contacts then become the secondary cases, and then the tertiary cases are where some of those household contacts go to their essential workplaces, again, before potentially they're symptomatic. So, you know, the settings that we have in place now are really important. This is what happens with these settings. You can imagine if every retail place was open, every business was open, and people could move freely between a significant number of households without restrictions.
Three more infections linked to the Butchers Club are among 12 new daily cases recorded in Victoria. One new death in aged care of a man in his 80s has taken the state's COVID-19 death toll to 806. Melbourne's rolling 14-day new case average is now under 12. In rural and regional areas, it's 0.2. And with many Victorian students set to return to school this week, Professor Sutton is reassuring parents that schools are safe.
Community transmission drives the cases in schools. It's not really the other way around. They don't necessarily amplify it. So we've gotten to a point where the levels of transmission in the community now are so low that makes schools really a very safe place to go. It does mean that you can still get a community case who turns up in school, but we've got really good program to minimise the risk of transmission within that school setting.
For the next significant step in the easing of restrictions, Melbourne's rolling 14-day average needs to be down to around 5 daily cases by October the 19th. Despite today's return to double-digit increases, the Premier and health authorities are confident that threshold can be achieved in the timeframe. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has urged people to avoid making unwise decisions.
We've just got to stay the course on this. We're so close. Let's not any of us do anything that might undermine the very positive numbers, the very strong performance we've seen in recent days. The trend is with us. The numbers are coming down. Once we get them low, we can keep them low and we can open up again. And if you want to spend summer at the beach, then that'll be the time to do that. If we don't do anything silly, anything selfish right now.
Authorities raise concerns about the likelihood of increased movement on beaches and the potential of that jeopardising the move out of lockdown. Police patrols stepped up at St Kilda Beach as locals seemed unfazed about following 2020's pandemic rules around beach going. One beachgoer says he is looking forward to eased restrictions.
I mean, it's just young people want to go out and some sort of normality, really, and I guess when they had that control. But I mean, people are going to break the laws. People are doing that today, yesterday, tomorrow. It's always going to happen. So, but yeah, it's pretty dangerous though, like, especially in a global pandemic. But we'll be all right. Nearly there, nearly done, so it'll be good.
Similar scenes happened up north as hundreds of Sydneysiders descended on the city's beaches. The long weekend has been one of the first tests for local authorities to grapple with large crowds over summer. Camp Cove Beach at Watson's Bay closed to new visitors after midday when it reached full capacity. The measure is one of many put forward by councils, such as restrictions on car parking. But as far as coronavirus numbers go, Dr. Greg Stewart from New South Wales Health says a trend of no locally transmitted cases is continuing.
For the ninth day in a row, New South Wales has reported no locally transmitted cases of COVID-19. Two cases in return travellers in hotel quarantine were diagnosed in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night. New South Wales Health is treating 51 COVID-19 cases. 80% of cases being treated by New South Wales Health are in non-acute out-of-hospital care. COVID-19 may be continuing to circulate in the community and we must all be vigilant.
Queensland's recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic has continued today, with no new cases of coronavirus reported in the past 24 hours. Treasurer Cameron Dick says the progress is encouraging.
Now, there's more great news for Queensland, with no new COVID infections in our state over the last 24 hours. So that's a terrific outcome for our state, which means the number of active cases in Queensland remain at 6. And that's terrific.
And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.